شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, children, and welcome to Rebbe's Musa Stories. Do you walk to Cheder? How far is it for you? Do you have to travel? In a bus or in a carpool? Don't you wish school was closer by? What about for your mother? Some kids have mothers who have to drive their children to school, and at times it feels like such a schlep. Well, I am going to show you how amazing it is to go, go, and go to learn Torah. It's from Parshas Bechukosai. Does anyone know the first three words of the parsha? Im b'chukosai teilechu. It can be translated like this. When you walk to learn my Torah laws. That's right. The Torah is hinting how important it is to travel in order to learn Torah. By the end of this podcast, you'll be wishing that you lived even further away from your cheder. One reason is like this. You see, it's a miracle to understand Torah. It's not like learning a language or learning spelling or mathematics. No. Torah is so holy, it's like learning Hashem himself. Hashem is infinity. He's endless. And the Torah is the same. How can you possibly fit it into your brains? The Gemara says, with two things. Beg Hashem to understand it, and put in effort. Amelus. Even if you are a genius, you won't understand it properly without Amelus. They say that Rav Aaron Kotler, the first Rosh Hashiv of Lakewood, used to cry because it seemed like Torah was so easy for him. Rav Aaron was a genius. He felt like he didn't try enough to be Yotze. So kids, let's say in order to chop the Gemara, you need 100 points of Amelus. Do you have to concentrate and listen really, really hard in order to get those points? No. You get some points for the effort when you travel to learn Torah. So a boy who lives, say, a 20-minute travel from Cheder has gotten, let's say, 20 points already, even before he sits down to learn. Also, getting up to get a sefer counts as a melus. If you are thirsty, tired, sweaty, or hungry, but you nevertheless try to concentrate and understand it, you are likely to chop the Gemara quicker because you had more a melus. Rashi basically says this in Menachos Daf Zayin. In Chagiga Daf Hei, the Gemara tells a story of a chacham, Rav Idi, who lived a three-month journey from his yeshiva. 3 months. He would set out right after Pesach, traveling for 3 months. Rav Idi would arrive in Eretz Yisrael at Rav Yochanan's yeshiva. Rav Idi would stay for a full day, then he would turn around and leave back home in order to arrive in time for Sukkot. He needed to be back with his family for Sukkot. So the other yeshiva students chuckled. They called him Bar Bei Rav Dechad Yuma, the one-day yeshiva guy. Rav Idi was the one-day yeshiva guy, Bar Bei Rav Dechad Yuma. So the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Yochanan gave everyone musar for it. Don't laugh at Rav Idi, he said. His one day of learning Torah is equal to your entire year of learning Torah. Kids, can you believe such a Gemara? How do you understand this? It's only because Torah is Hashem's wisdom. And he says, I want Amelus. If you have Amelus, you'll chop the Torah. If you have Amelus, any kind of effort goes into the equation. You'll understand the Torah. Now, girls and mothers, what about you? You don't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Well, you have a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. Still, this outlook that I'm giving over very much applies to girls and mothers. You need to know that one of your main jobs in this world is bringing your children to cheder and waiting up until your husbands come back from yeshiva. The Gemara says that there's only one schus for techiyas hameisim, and that's learning Torah, meaning a yid can get plenty of reward in Olam Haba for a lifetime full of mitzvahs. But in order to come back alive for techiyas hameisim, kids, do you know what Techiyas HaMesim is? go to listen to my podcast for Parshas Hazinu. In order to come back alive for Tichias HaMeisim, you need the schus of learning Torah. But girls don't have that mitzvah. The Gemara asks this. How will ladies be zoicha to Tichias HaMeisim? And the answer is, but they help their boys go to cheder. They help their husbands learn Torah. That's their schus HaTorah. So there was a tzaddikus who lived in South Africa. Her name was Rebbetzin Beruria Goldschmidt. Aleha HaShalom. Rebbetzin Beruria loved driving. She actually taught me how to drive when I first arrived in South Africa, since there they drive on the other side of the road. Why did she love to drive? Because she was always driving her husband to Koilo, since her husband didn't drive. And Rebbetzin Beruria was always driving her four boys to cheder. She loved it. Rebbetzin Beruria wanted to drive other kids to cheder too. So if a mother couldn't take her kids to cheder one morning, that mother knew that she could call on Rebbetzin Beruria, and it would be her greatest pleasure. Rebbetzin Beruria once saw me walking down the street a few blocks away from the koilo, and she pulled up her car and asked me, Rabbi Edelman, can I have the schus of driving you to koilo? Rebbetzin Beruria lived with this amuna, that the more you bring men and boys to learn Torah, the more schus you get, and the more nachas ruach you are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there you have it. Im b'chukosai teilechu. When you will walk to learn my Torah laws, you will get all the brachas that are written in the Torah. For more stories, visit our website, musarstories.com. Musarstories.com.